Blog Talk Radio.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near the rainbow. Disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this ring goes. So come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay.
Everyone, and thanks so much for joining us on this short little, you know, I call this my infomercial for my show that will be happening in about 29 minutes from now. You can go catch it at www.raisingvibrationradio.com. Tonight, our amazing guest, she's an international sensation. She's lovely. She can do just about anything she puts her mind to. She can read your energy. She can tell your aura. She can do tarot cards. She's just fabulous. Is the amazing Dorothy Holder. She does shows here on Blog Talk and on through her website, powered by Intuit Talks. And she's going to be joining me this evening. We're going to open up discussions about anything and everything tonight, you know. Original guest we had, Mary Judd, will not be joining me this evening due to unforeseen circumstances. You know how that goes, right? We all get them. We all have them. We all deal with them. So luckily, I am blessed and the universe provided for me, and Dorothy is amazing to agree to come on. So we will have a fabulous, fun time tonight. Maybe I can trick her with some off-the-wall questions. I don't know. We'll see. So if you want to listen to the show, you want to be a part of it, you want to call in, you hang here, you hang tight, because I'll give you the number to call in just a little bit, and a show code, a 5-digit show code for you to get that information to join us. You can also do it right here by clicking the link I provided in the description. Click that link. It'll take you right over to the show page. You've got to hit that button that says Raising Vibration, hosted by Reverend Raving. Hit that button and it'll take you right in there. It'll give you 3 options to join in. It'll let you do by microphone. If you got a headset like I do and you have a great internet connection, by all means, that'll put you in the queue to be able to talk to both of us. If you just want to listen in, you can choose a speaker option. Or if you want to phone in, the phone number will be listed right there, okay, with the show code. But you can hang right here with me until time comes. In about 15 minutes, I'll go open up the studio and I will get you all that information live right here. We are live right now, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm so excited again to tell you our host, our guest, our special guest. I'm the host. Right? Hello, are you home? Okay, so I'm the host, Reverend Raven, and we're going to have the amazing, the beautiful, the sensational Dorothy Holder joining us this evening. And I'll go further into details on how you can, you know, connect to the show in just a little bit. But first, I want to get the abundance prayer started. You know how I love to do the abundance prayer, and we're going to get this started, except mine just disappeared. Love that. Hold on just a second. Let me go get it again. and bring it back up, because we just can't do the show without my abundance prayer. This is the time you're going to grab a piece of paper anyway and a pen, and you can write down five things that you are grateful for and five things that you wish for, and then we'll do the prayer. It's also the time where you need the pen and paper, because when I do open up the studio, I want you to have that pen and paper available so you can write down the number and the show code if you're not doing all this on computer. So here we go. Here's five things I'm grateful for. I'm grateful that even though I'm just grateful that I have people in my life that uplift and support me on a daily basis, that send me positive energy. And I'm thankful that every problem there is a solution. Just remember that. I'm thankful that I got home today in one piece. Driving around here, you take your life in your own hands sometimes, so I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that my dog is still kicking and going and wants to live. I don't know what's wrong with her yet, but I'm thankful that we will resolve the issue. I'm thankful for you awesome listeners for listening in each and every week and participating and being a part of our lives on here. Without you, we don't have a show, so thank you. And I'm thankful for the amazing guests that come on this program. They just brighten up the day. I love learning from them. I love their energy, and I love sharing them with you. What I wish for? I wish for happiness for each and every one of you, whatever way that is for you, whatever makes you happy. And I wish that you know what makes you happy. That's the key right there. Do you know what makes you happy? By listening to this show, you'll learn to figure out what makes you happy. With all these amazing guests we bring on here all the time, they're teaching you the ways of being happy. So it's totally amazing. I wish for, you know, peace in your life. You know, happiness is great. Knowing how to be happy is great. But peace, having that inner peace within ourselves, that is ultimate. And I wish for prosperity, of abundance in whatever arena that you want, or all of it, you know, health, money, wisdom, whatever it is for you. I wish that for you. And I wish you keep coming to the show every week, every Monday, and playing with us and having fun. So here we go. Abundance prayer. Creator of all that is, I come before you today to ask for abundance to improve my life. My faith keeps me strong, and I know you will provide for me and the people I love. I trust, Creator, that all your abundant gaze is always upon me and watching for my highest good. I feel immense gratitude for all that I have and the abundance gifts you have already showered upon me. Abundance of clarity, abundance of stamina, abundance of health, of loved ones, abundance of so many things. I now feel the stream of abundance flowing to me, and I am patient and eager in allowing all prosperity into my life. I want to be the folk to which enormous sums of money, of health, of wisdom begin to flow into my experience. There is nothing that I cannot be, do, or have. So those five things that we just talked about for the gratitude and the wish, we go right now, right here. I now gladly accept the following gifts. Those are the ones you just wrote down. To expand on the already existing joys in my life. I want all of this or something better for my highest good. It is done, done, done. Amen. Amen. I love that abundance prayer. If you would like a copy of that, you just hit me up and let me know. You know how to get in touch with us on Facebook, on the website. Let me know. I'll get you a copy of that so you can do that. Because when you repeat something over and over again every day, you'll notice things change. You'll see the miracles, the beauty, the gift from the universe coming into your life each and every day. You just got to remember to do it, you know? You got to remember to do that. So here we go. I want to do one other thing first. I was playing around with my little studio here, and I remembered this one called Hey Universe. This is me recorded doing this when I used to do the morning show with Yvette. So here we go. Dear Universe, hey, so just in case I haven't made it overwhelmingly obvious in a while, I just wanted to say, life is awesome. I am happy to be here. I am eternally grateful for every single day I get another chance to be a positive force in this world. You rock. Thank you. Sincerely, me. Amen.
Amen. Yes. You can feel that energy. I felt it right there listening to that. All right. So shortly at 8:30, Dorothy Holder will be joining me. She's our special guest this evening. We'll be opening up for discussion on anything, energy from auras to tarot to whatever. You can call in and ask your questions. You know, you might get away with calling in and asking her to read you. You know, it just depends on what she's feeling and everything like that. So we're blessed to have Dorothy Holder. She's all the way visiting us here from New Zealand. Yay! We love people from New Zealand. They're awesome. So please join us for that. You can join the show by hitting that link in the description right there. You know, it'll take you right there and then hit that big button and it gives you three options. You can choose by using your microphone so you can talk to us. You can just listen in with the speaker, or you can use the phone number if you want to call in too. So there's a phone number with a code, and be sure to write that down, okay? And I'll be giving it to you guys in a minute, in about 10 minutes or so. I'll go open up the studio before I finish up the show. So in the meantime, while we're still spending some time together doing this little infomercial that I do before we start the actual show on the website of raisingvibrationradio.com, which is empowered by Intuitox. Thank you, Intuitox. I love you. I wanted to share some things that, I even posted this on the Facebook page for Raising Vibration Radio. And if you haven't liked that, you're missing out some great quotes, some articles I find, show updates, who the guests are going to be. So be sure to like that Facebook page. But it's about astrology and the five planets in retrograde right now. Okay. And I hope to have this discussion with Dorothy. And I know that she feels differently, but that's okay. We're all here to honor and love and support each other no matter what. And we all have our beliefs, but you know, I'm open to listening to what your beliefs are. I want to know them. I want to feel them. I want to see them. So here we go. Have you been feeling restless lately? Does everything seem to be going wrong? And do you feel frustrated? Well, according to astrology, it's most likely due to the phenomena where certain planets go retrograde. While they don't actually rotate backwards, they appear to do to different orbital speeds, and that can affect their influence in astrology. The retrograde cycle pop up every now and then, but as of April 28th, we have a rare phenomenon going with five planets in retrograde at the same time: Mercury, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto. Phew! All five of them, right? So if you're a believer in astrology, this is a period of a few weeks where you may want to just stay in bed as much as possible. And trust me, I wish that so many times this past couple of days. So many times. It has been one of those, you know, just one of those times. So there we go. But anyway, and if you're not a believer in astrology, the next few weeks may change your mind. So Mercury in retrograde is very common, and that's when you normally have things like computer glitches and problems with communication and technology. The general consensus in astrology, according to the Washington Post, is that it's a bad time to make any kind of business dealings or decisions or sign any contracts. Don't even think about starting a new project or a business venture until Mercury gets out of retrograde. Not at all. Don't even go there. While Mercury retrograde alone usually causes a minor freakout among the astrologically minded, Mars retrograde is a bit of a problem child as well. The planet Mars is full of fire and energy, according to the Love Has Won. But if you're a real go-getter, this is a time when you're probably going to need to slow down. Depending on what kind of aspects to Mars you have in your whole astrological chart, take heed that Mars retrograde alone or negatively influenced by other planets might make you a little more prone to accidents. Slow down and look before you leap, literally and metaphorically. Jupiter, which rules good fortune, has actually been in retrograde for several months now. Yes, I know it. I've been feeling the effects of that too. And it's about to end its retrograde phase on May 9th, which is today. That's why I'm not scratching off that lottery ticket thingy that my son got me till tomorrow. So just hang on a little bit longer for that planetary influence to return to normal. If it wasn't for the other retrograde planets, you might start seeing some relief and removal of roadblocks in your path. But for those pesky other planets still in retrograde, at least Jupiter will be one less proverbial straw piling on the camel's back after May 9th. Whew, I'm glad that's getting over with. Pluto rules death, rebirth, and transformation. So with this planet's retrograde, you may be doing a lot of soul searching and thinking about what things in your life you need to get rid of for a fresh start. Boy, I have, but we'll talk about that in a little while. This is a great time for detoxification and purification, whether of the body or the mind, and better at, how about both of them? This is a great time to clean out your closet and go on some kind of spiritual retreat, and it creates a great opportunity to let go of a lot of physical and emotional baggage, even if it isn't always the most pleasant or pain-free process. And then there's Saturn, which already has a tendency to vex us all, right? So Saturn rules over karma, limitations, and hard work. He's the father figure and the great disciplinarian. And more so when Saturn is in retrograde, which is just began it this month, making it last the planet to join the retro party. And by the way, retro, we aren't talking into glittering disco balls or king-size afros or a funky platform shoes kind of way. We're talking about slowing down to a crawl and almost looks like we're going backwards. So Saturn is the taskmaster. And while under normal circumstances, you may actually enjoy the hard work to get ahead and create the foundations of your career and your dreams. But when Saturn is in retrograde, not so much. No. Mm-mm. Oh my God, I had to force myself to do laundry yesterday. So while this may be painful time of growth and hard work, it is necessary and will clear the way for something much better. If you're a Capricorn and you have a prominent Saturn influence in your birth, you may want to see lots of aspects of your life completely fall apart. Where you have just, oh my God, my phone is talking to me. It thought I wanted to talk to it. Oh, hold on a second. Give me a second. I love it. Don't you love it when your phone just talks to you out of nowhere? I don't know where this person comes from that just pops up on my phone and starts talking to me and wants to talk about Saturn all of a sudden. So here we go. So back to if you're a Capricorn and you have a prominent Saturn influence in your birth chart, you may see lots of aspects of your life completely falling apart right now, where you have to start over, rebuild them brick by brick. Just trust. And the growth period that is for the best. So hang in there, guys. I've been taking a poll. I've been going around. You know, I have to go to doctor's offices and things like that, and I get bored, so I start talking to people in the lobby, and of course, the staff, too, as well. You know, this one doctor's office, so there's like 30, 40 people working in there. So I'm asking them, what's going on? Have you noticed any weird energy? Are things breaking down? Are you having problems with a loved one right now? Do you feel like you're reiterating into your life and going, what am I doing here? Do you want to run away? So those kind of things I've been dealing with this past couple of weeks, asking those questions since we went into retrograde and stuff. And I just wanted, I hope we have this discussion tonight on the show. We'll see. I'm not going to force anybody into something they don't want to do, but I think it would be kind of fun because I do believe in astrology. But I also believe that we're responsible for where we are at right now in this very moment. Don't ever think that you're not. You're exactly where you're supposed to be because you created that for yourself. You have to take ownership of where you are, and you got to examine it. But you know what? You can get out of any situation you want at any time. Anytime. You're not stuck there. Even if the planets are going backwards or they seem like they're going backwards, you're not stuck. Just really take the time right now during this time period to slow down. Really think about what's going on here. Don't make any rash decisions. Wait till after the 22nd or 23rd to really go into it. And some of these may last a little bit longer. But, you know, take the time to really examine. You know, if you're not happy, figure out what's making, you know, you get to ask yourself, why aren't I happy? What's causing this? What can I do different? You get to do that for yourself. All right. So it is 8:20. And of course, I'm going to be having a special guest on the show tonight, and that's Dorothy Holder. She has an amazing show right here on Intuit Talks that'll be joining me, but she's going to be joining me on my show powered by Intuit Talks at raisingvibrationradio.com. You can get there by the link that's posted in here in the directions, or you can hang on just a few minutes. I'm going to go open up Studio, and I'm going to post the number here, and I'm going to give it out verbally too, so that you guys can call in and get the number and come over to the show. So let me pick a really good, oh, you know what? I'm going to play Barry Manilow. I made it through the rain, because I did today. Here we go.
I made it through the rain.
raises my vibration. I hope it raises your vibration too. It is so awesome. So let me give you the number to the show tonight. If you're listening in and you're going to call in by phone, the number is 631-353-4342. And you're going to enter the code. You have to have this code to get to the show. It's 76649. And of course I posted it in the chat room. Again, and if you're listening, you can go to the Facebook page and the number's there. It's on Twitter, and it's also on Spiritual Networks and that type of thing. So the number's out there. Again, it's 631-353-4342. We got about 3 minutes left on here, and then I'm going to go open. I'm going to play another song. I'm going to go play Go Big or Go Home. Here we go. www.raisingvibrationradio.com. You can hit that link. You've got three options to join, and the phone number is 631-353-4342, and you're going to put in code 76649. Hope to see you there on the other side. Bye now.